The Ball Where the Wolf and the Stag Danced. Created by Opalsong. There was once a young city boy named Gendry, and he always dreamed of marrying a prince. Well, dreamed of marrying a princess, maybe. Or, well, possibly he dreamed of being a prince. His life is complicated, okay? Or at least it wasn't complicated. He just, you know, chilled in the blacksmith shop. He liked what he did. He did his blacksmithing thing. He made really cool armor and helmets. He was getting really good. He was making a name for himself. And the king's hand would come in every so often and, like, check up on him. It was great. Well, I mean, the king's hand, that was extra scrutiny and was really kind of terrifying. And happily, the guy always seemed happy to go away after buying something or asking some weird personal questions. Anyway, Yeah. So, it wasn't like Gendry had never entertained the idea that he was a lost bastard of the king. Because, I mean, look, he knew people in the surrounding area. He had grown up around some of the other apprentices. And look, they literally all of them talked about, what if I was the secret son of so-and-so? What if I was the secret son of so-and-so? They all knew that, like, all of these lords had bastards all over the place. Except for that one dude who, seriously, he looked exactly like his dad, and his mom was definitely his mom. Yeah, he knew exactly where he came from. He liked to question, though, where his parents came from. Like, maybe one of them was a disgraced noble or something. Anyway, he had maybe kinda sorta always dreamed of, you know, being a prince, but just an idol, whatever. He didn't actually ever really want to because, wow, no. Those people were fucked up, dude. Anyway, then his life was in danger and things got really complicated and he met Ari. And yeah, that was kind of it for him. Gendry wasn't sure in all of his, like, fantasy, I am a prince, I could have anyone I wanted, whether he'd actually want a lady wife, or if maybe he'd be like Sir Loras and, well, the prince there. Yeah, he had never quite decided, and he figured that at this point, like, the king's hand always seemed really happy that he, you know, hadn't taken an interest in girls yet, so he figured he'd just let it slide. But he met Ari, and that was that. And it was really, really weird because, well, at first Ari was a boy, and then Ari was Arya, and then she was a lady, and through all of it, she was, well, she was a kid. And I mean, he wasn't thinking of her like that as a kid, but she became his best friend. And she was definitely a she once she declared herself to be, but she played a boy pretty well, and it just kind of fucked with Gendry. And then it got even more complicated, and he got sold off to a weird red witch person who wanted to, like, sacrifice him because he was, in fact, the secret son of the king. What? Anyway, and then he was rowing for what felt like forever, and Ari was gone, and yeah. Anyway, life got weird and complicated, and then it was all over. It was all over. The White Walkers were dead. Gendry had run a million miles in the snow. He'd never seen snow before, but, like, there you have it. And just, everything was over. Winter, well, yeah. Winter was over, and he was definitely a man now and not a kid, and there was someone on the Iron Throne. He didn't even care who at this point. And, well, he got an invitation, and it was to a party in Winterfell. And he didn't even know how anyone found him, but he got one. And, well, he really had no livelihood or anywhere to go at this point, so he went to Winterfell, and, well, he went to the party, which he felt kind of out of place, because, yeah, he might technically be a bastard prince, but, like, he wasn't raised like one. Only then he saw Arya, whichever, and she actually ran up and flung herself at him. And yeah, she was definitely a girl now, and a woman, actually, after all of this. And well, he'd known that he was in love with her for a while, that she was it for him, and well, turns out she felt something similar. He didn't know if he was it for her, or if, you know, there was other... She wanted to be with him. It was... Yeah. Yeah. Winterfell's not too bad a place for a smithy, he guessed. And they lived happily ever after. I mean, it's Westeros. They're all alive, so I guess there's that. The end. Happy holidays, Annalise O'Ten. This is the Game of Thrones one. Oh no, that's a terrible title. Okay, so, the subtitle of this, or the alternate title of this, maybe I'll put this at the end or something. So the first title I came up with for this, because I'm making these up on the fly, was In the Game of Balls, You Win or You Die. And while that is probably an accurate description of the thing that I am about to come up with, it would definitely give a different impression than the actual thing I'm going to come up with.